Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. And if you're blessed by this message, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share it with others. As the Apostle Paul rounds out what we know as chapter 3 of Ephesians, and fun fact, the first Bible to be versified was the Geneva translation back in 1560, he continues his encouragement to the church with the pinnacle of his exhortation in this passage. He writes in Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." It is certainly easy to forget or simply not to choose to recognize just how powerful God is. For me, it's miserably comforting to fall into a place where I start to worry or doubt God's ability to take care of things. Worry for family, work, health, life in general, whatever. But both here and throughout Scripture, we're told of God's immense and incomprehensible power. As the Apostle Paul says, the Lord is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. Now, that is not just a little more than what we ask for, but far more, abundantly beyond what we even think to ask. That pretty much nukes the need to worry. And when Paul says, according to the power at work within us, he is reaffirming that God works in us through the Holy Spirit, a topic in the preceding verses. The Greek word for power used here is dynamis, and Strong's Dictionary defines it as miraculous power and mighty, wonderful work. This power is working within us. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is a miraculous, wonderful power that is given by the Lord Almighty and is not something that we gain or earn ourselves. And as we often find when we study Scripture, these types of declarations come with a caveat, and it is that God does these things for His glory. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations. Never mistake the miraculous gifts we have been given, be it our salvation, or the Holy Spirit living in us, or a physical or mental talent or ability, or even an abundance of resources, as things that are for our glory and honor. They are always for God's glory. And we are simply a beneficiary of God's immense goodness in the work He is doing in and through us. Reference Ephesians 1, verses 5 and 6 and verse 11, and also Ephesians 2, verses 7 through 10. Paul closes out this topic with a simple acknowledgement and praise of the Lord's eternal plan. Forever and ever, amen. The glorious work God is doing in and through us is not for the now. How often do we ask God to fix our problems right this minute? But what if the thing He is allowing is actually aimed toward the forever and ever? Now, that's not always our first suspicion, but it very well could be the case, and it's best for us to prayerfully submit those right now requests to the Lord with the attitude Christ modeled for us before going to the cross. In Luke 22:42, Jesus said, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Christ understood that the Father was working in the forever and ever, and He humbly submitted to the Father's will. As we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, let's be sure to take some time to heartily praise and thank the Lord for the work He is doing in us. Through His eternal plan of salvation, He is being glorified and we are being blessed. It's really the perfect win-win scenario. And as beneficiaries of His immense goodness and miraculous power, we have little room to be anything but exceedingly thankful for all the blessings that we enjoy as His children. Again, thank you so much for listening today. Please visit us online at truthmatterschurch.org. Again, truthmatterschurch.org. And have a blessed day.